Hi, friends, and welcome back to the Strive for Strength podcast. My name is Kendall Strample, aka Fierce to Fit on all forms of social media. I just want to give a quick shout out to my sponsor, Sarah Caroline, because this episode would not be possible without them. I started using their products, skincare line, and makeup about a year ago when I was on competition prep, and it has really kept my skin healthy and feeling awesome in the gym. I especially love their tinted moisturizer and vitamin E lipstick, because it doesn't sweat out in the gym and it keeps my skin nice and moisturized. You guys can find them online at sarahcaroline.com or on Instagram at ilovesarahcaroline. And if you guys are interested in trying out any of the product, you can use my code KENDALL10 to get 10% off of your purchase. So a huge shout out to Sarah Caroline, and now let's hop into this awesome episode, guys. All right, guys, welcome back to the Strive for Strength podcast. Today I have an awesome guest. She is a very close friend of mine, and believe it or not, we actually met right around this time last year at an expo. I actually reached out to her on Instagram and asked her for the Arnold, and just so happened to invite me to stay with her and a few other close friends that I have now. And so I have with me my good friend Lexi. Lexi has evolved so much over the last year. Her life, like we were talking about this, and her life has changed so much from graduating college to starting almost like a corporate job, and then now doing full-time online coaching. So everybody, this is Lexi, my good friend. Lexi, if you wouldn't mind kind of telling me a little bit about how you got into your fitness journey, and then how you really got into like social media and where it's brought you to today.
Okay, well, first of all, hello, friends, and thank you so much for having me on your podcast, Kendall. I really, really appreciate it. And it is crazy to think that we did meet almost a year ago at the Arnold.
I feel like I've known you forever.
Expo. It's so bizarre. And we were just talking about how much both of our lives have changed in the past year. I know Kendall's has changed a lot, and mine certainly has changed a lot as well. And so I guess kind of like a brief background on my fitness journey and just who I am. If you don't follow me on Instagram, it's just my name, Lexi_DeYoung. I do the whole fitness thing now, but it definitely has not always been that way. I'm 23 years old. I live in San Diego, right by Kendall now, which is really cool, so we can hang out all the time. I am originally from Chicago, and I came out here for school. And I guess that's kind of like a good point to start at. When I came out here, I had just kind of like started my true recovery process. And like prior to that in high school and stuff, I had been in and out of eating disorder treatment facilities a lot. And kind of coming out to college was the first like big step I'd taken. It was the first time I was like a little bit confident in my recovery, and I was still struggling a lot. And just as some background, that's like how my Instagram and my social media started. As I started struggling a lot at school, and I was seeing a therapist and all that kind of stuff, and people were kind of like threatening that like, oh, you might have to go back to treatment and all that kind of stuff. And I was that was a big thing for me. I was like, hell no, I'm not going to go back. Like, I'm finally at school, I finally have friends, like heck no. And so I started this like secret Instagram account where I literally just posted all of my meals that I ate, and I kept it a secret. My therapist followed me, and that was about it. She still follows me, which is really funny. And I mean, obviously you just kind of like randomly get followers, but like that's how it started, and I didn't tell my friends or anything. And I obviously continued on with my recovery and started doing a lot better. And I like wasn't even really training her into the whole fitness side of things, but I found that through Instagram, and I decided to start lifting, and kind of my life became less about recovery because I was doing well and more just about my life. But my Instagram became a fitness Instagram, and I like changed my username. I think my first username was Hungry for Health, and then it was Eat, Lift, Flex, Lex.
That's when I first started following you.
Everyone, so my OGs remember that. And it just, I it just kind of kept growing, and obviously I became more confident and I've evolved. And I guess my Instagram account, like, yes, it is a fitness account, but it's more just a personal account. And like, this whole fitness thing is a huge part of my life, so it's a huge part of my account. But I don't just talk about that. I certainly don't talk much about recovery because I 100% consider myself fully recovered now. And like, I totally understand where people are coming from who are still going through the recovery process. I think, and Kendall, I'm sure you can relate, once you've been through that, a lot of people don't understand. But like, even as a coach or people who DM you, like, you can totally understand people's thought processes and where they're coming from. And so it's really cool to like be able to help and relate to people in that sense. But I would say like my whole account is more just like Lexi stuff. And I graduated from college this past May, and I graduated with as a double major in business and economics, and that was all great. I like went to a normal corporate job, like that was cool, but it just wasn't, it wasn't for me. And I think that a lot of what Kendall and I are going to talk about on the rest of this podcast is kind of like where this past year has taken me. But that was a very long-winded background, just kind of about who I am and how my social media and like my whole journey started.
So, Lexi, with you, like, graduating, oh, thanks, by the way, for introducing yourself, but for you, when you graduated school, obviously, like, a lot of adulting had to happen. When was it that you, like, really realized after you kind of went into a corporate job, like, did you feel like you weren't really, like, living up to what you truly needed to do? Was it that you were, like, bored in your job? Like, what really was, like, the turning point for you where you were, like, okay, I need to, like, pursue something that's different than this?
Yeah, so I think for me, graduating school, I was doing online coaching, and it was just a side gig, but it was something I loved doing it. I think I did it for, like, most of my senior year, and I graduated, and it was just kind of the path that you're supposed to take. Both of my parents are, like, very successful business people. That's just kind of what I've always been a planner, and that's what I was supposed to do. But I think even from the second I started, I wasn't, like, super excited about my job. I was like, this is cool. I guess for those of you listening, it was a digital marketing firm. And so it's like, I love social media. Like, I do Instagram. Like, this will be cool. I love marketing, whatever. So that was kind of what drew me to my job. But it just, from day one, I wasn't like super excited about it. But it was like, okay, like I can get promoted. There's a lot of opportunities. I still get to coach on the side and like help people and change lives. And I have my Instagram and YouTube as like outlets to help people. And just over time, I think one, my coaching business was growing, but I would sit at work and I think just a lot of resentment started building up at the fact that like, yes, I was sitting there, I was good at my job, I had a steady paycheck. It wasn't like I hated the work I was doing or I was super bored, but I was just sitting there thinking of all the other stuff I could be doing. And that I know I could be making a bigger impact doing. And I'm a firm believer, and Kendall, I know that you relate to this as well, that the shit that's happened in my past didn't just happen for no reason. And it has given me a huge outlet to share my journey and to help others in a way that I think a lot of other people can't. Like, I have diabetes and celiac. I've been through an eating disorder. I'm fully recovered. I now like do the whole fitness thing. And I always felt that, none of that stuff like just happened for no reason. And I guess I felt that I had a greater purpose than doing my desk job. And I felt like I was way better at coaching and I loved coaching way more than I loved my desk job. And it kind of hit me like, literally I'm a very impulsive person. So it just kind of hit me one day at work and I was like talking to some family friends and I realized like, I really don't want to do anything in the business world. I want to use not just coaching, but like nutrition and fitness and stuff in general to help other people. And so like right now my plan is, I have a full-time coaching business and I love it more than anything. Like, I, right now, I think that I could do this the rest of my life. I'm also a realist, and I'm like, I don't know. And, like, we talked about this too, Kendall. We're like, what's going to happen when I'm 40 years old and no one gives a shit about what, like, cute selfies on Instagram. So I've always been a realist in that sense. And so my plan right now is to go back. I am back in school, but eventually to get a master's in nutrition and dietetics, because that's something I've always been super passionate about, and with my background of like diabetes, celiac, whatever. I think that it's just something that like I connect a lot with, and I think that I can use it to help a lot of people. And I've always been a nerd, and like I value education a lot, and
you always have to stay educated in too.
Yeah, and like I know you have a million certifications and stuff too, Kendall, and it's like just always learning is so important, and it opens so many more opportunities and like channels to help others.
Right. So I know obviously like you went and got a 4-year, like you went to school for like business and marketing and all of that. So you pursued a corporate job, and I'm just wondering, like, did you get, not necessarily hate, but was there any kind of like, oh my gosh, Lexi, what are you doing? Like, this is what you were, you know, went to school for, all that kind of stuff. Like, was there anyone who didn't really necessarily support your decision as far as like leaving your job?
I would say as far as social media goes, people were actually super, super supportive. Mm-hmm. Obviously there's always a few people who are like, oh my God, what are you doing? Like becoming an online coach. But I honestly think that it kind of eased the blow in that I kind of like announced it all with announcing that I was going back to school. So you get a little less hate when you do that. But I think like the big one was mostly my parents.
Yeah.
It was like my parents and like family members, I think, just because literally my whole family is in the business world. And I think also with older generations, they don't really understand any of the online aspect of things. So for them, it was like, oh my gosh, you're not going to get a steady paycheck. Like, you have only given this a few months of like a chance. Like, you don't even know. Like, you just need to get another job and work at a different company. And like, at the end of the day, you just kind of know what feels right and what doesn't. And like, I'm like, parents, I applied for like 5 other jobs while I was at my job. And I was like, none of them excited me. And I was like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, I think what I told them is this could be the biggest mistake I've ever made in my life, but at least it's my mistake. And I'm not like basing my decisions off of you and resenting you because of it, or sitting there resenting the fact that I'm not doing what I want to be doing, which is like exactly what was happening. So for me, I've just kind of always been like, follow your gut, follow your heart, also use your head. But like, at the end of the day, if I was still working at my corporate job, I know I'd be super unhappy. So I don't really care what other people think.
Yeah, that's so awesome too. I feel like a lot of people get really caught up in others' opinions and don't really pursue like what they're actually meant to be doing. Like I, like you, kind of almost in the same aspect. Like, I know you went to school and you finished school, but like, I almost felt like I was wasting my time, you know, in my philosophy class, my sociology class. And I was like,
yeah.
So I decided to go get like real life experience, which essentially is like what you're doing too, even with being a nutrition major, like getting a master of nutrition, like still with online coaching, like that bleeds into it as well.
Exactly.
But for you, like, I know we kind of discussed this before we got on this, this call, but with like the motivational factor, a lot of people always talk about like how you stay motivated and all this kind of stuff. When do you think like the motivation behind like pursuing coaching and, you know, sticking with your fitness journey and all of that, even with being like celiac and having diabetes and coming from an eating disorder background, like when did it transition from like motivation to more of like a lifestyle for you?
Yeah, I think with anything, like you said it perfectly, that now it's a lifestyle. And that's kind of what we talked about, is like, as of right now, like I don't rely on motivation. Like, it's, I love what I do, and like, I love my life. So like, yes, there's days I maybe don't want to go to the gym or don't want to go to class or want to sleep in and not get to work. But like, I think when you like have a deep love for something, it's obviously so much easier to do. And it's just some days you just kind of do it, and like some days you just kind of have to go through the motions. But it definitely does all kind of start with a motivation. And so I think in terms of like recovering from my eating disorder, the main motivation there was I realized one day that I can't have my eating disorder and have a life that I want. And so for me, the big motivator that kept me going on days where I didn't want to eat or I felt like I had bad body image or whatever, what kept me going through that piece of it was just that I wanted a life, and like I wanted to be able to do stuff that my friends did, and I didn't want to waste any more time going back to treatment. And obviously even with that, then that eases from like having needing that external motivation to you just feel better and you're happier and like mentally you have more clarity, so it just gets easier over time. Like now obviously like eating my food and gaining weight whatever isn't even an issue because it's just what I do. And I think similarly, just kind of when you're starting your fitness journey, you might not be motivated to get in the gym every day or track your macros if that's something you do, or I don't know, but like the whole fitness, drink your water, anything. But you might not have that like feel super gung-ho and excited about it every day. But at the end of the day, if you have a goal, whatever that is, keeping that in the back of your mind, and then also creating short-term goals. Like I create goals for myself literally every single day, like whether that's stuff on a to-do list or just like an overarching goal, like I'm gonna drink a gallon of water today, like little things like that. Or
do you ever find that you like, now see, like when I first, it's kind of funny that you mentioned like having a like recovery page when you first started your Instagram, because mine was called like Foods Our Friend when I first started. And it was like a journal basically for like, it was like a private account that I just put out like all of my food on. Did you ever kind of find like social media as like a source, like almost like a source of accountability and like
100%?
Yeah. Like I always tell people when they're like, oh, I kind of want to start an Instagram account, I'm like, freaking go for it. Like the fact that I was able to meet like you and my coach and like a lot, pretty much every friend that I have is like from Instagram.
No, it's crazy. And it's crazy how many different communities there are too. Like I know when I was recovering, the people who I followed are very different from like who I followed you, but like besides that, like the other people are very different from like who I followed then. And I think no matter like where you're at on your journey, there's always going to be people to connect to. And like, so for example, now kind of with where I'm at, like Kendall's a huge motivation for me just because like we're kind of at like very, very similar spots and like we do very similar things. And so like I know I can reach out to Kendall like if I need support or if I have a question, you know what I mean? And I think no matter where you're at in your journey, whether you're just starting or you're looking to compete or you're looking to start becoming an online coach, like there's so much support out there, it is insane. So I would for sure encourage anyone to like not just like follow people you find inspiring, but to reach out to them. Cause like, it's amazing like what you can find. And I would say most of my friends I've made through social media, or like my really, really close friends, I definitely have.
Getting into a DM can change a life.
For real though.
True, yeah.
Kendall slid into the DMs and now look at us.
Guys, look at that. So yeah, it's definitely a matter of, I think also like surrounding yourself with people who are, you know, gonna empower you and uplift you too. Which is why like I love our group of friends and like everyone who I like met on social media, definitely is a huge factor of motivation. So Lexi, the question, if you could give one piece of advice on how people can strive for their strength, what would you say it is?
I would say that the main thing you need to do is find what freaking lights your fire and find what excites you and fucking chase it. So, excuse my language. That was so bad. I just got really excited. but friends, you know what I'm saying. Find what excites you and what gets you pumped to start your day every single day and chase it and do you. And I think embracing the parts of you that you love and embracing the external things that you're excited about like that is the biggest piece of advice, and I think the thing that changed my life the most is just figuring out who I am and who I want to be and the qualities I love about myself, sharing those with the world, finding what I love. And again, it's a process and it's going to change. Like what got me excited 2 years ago is very different than what excites me now. But all throughout that time, just chase what excites you in the moment. And I think it makes every day so much more fun. It makes chasing your goals so much more fun. It just makes life so much more exciting. So yeah, that's my advice.
Love that. You are a walking example of that for sure. So thank you so much for coming
thank
on,
you.
Girl. You are amazing. If you guys don't follow Lexi on Instagram, it's Lexi_DeYoung.
Right? Yep.
Cool. So guys, go give her a follow. Watch her full days of eating on YouTube because you will get so hyped up for all of her food and start eating all the jasmine rice and ground beef. I promise you.
so exciting. Thank you.